Bloomington aldermen are continuing to discuss options to eliminate a projected budget deficit, and they started with the biggest ticket item, the city's solid waste services. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner joins us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings, and he's in the studio with GLT's Charlie Schlenker.
Thanks, Mike. The city is facing a $3 million deficit. Fixing the $1.1 million gap between what it costs to provide solid waste services and what the program collects in revenue could go a long way to balance the budget. The council heard three options last night to address the gap in funding the city's solid waste service. What are aldermen considering?
Well, there are quite a variety of things. Actually, I think there are a lot more than three pieces. Some of the pieces are fairly small. One of the things that aldermen said that kind of surprised me was that they do want the staff to come back at the next meeting, February 12th, and talk about privatizing the service, which essentially from my vantage point, I've been involved in since I was at the International City Management Association in academic studies and others about privatizing. And about half the cities that privatize are glad they did it. About half are not glad they did it. And there are all kinds of hazards and problems of doing that.
What makes the difference between success and disquiet?
Size of city and the extent to which you can take advantage of the market forces.
So the bigger the city, the easier it is to find competitors?
No. Actually, it tends to be smaller to medium-sized. You know, Bloomington and smaller-sized cities. But certainly the smaller the city, the easier it is. You got a city of 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 people, it's a lot easier for someone to come in and take your, pick up your trash. It's also easier if you don't have to worry about brush. If you're in an area in the southern tier where you don't have to worry about seasons, if you take solid waste off the plate, which are things that we have had. Now, one of the aldermen, I believe it was Alderman Howman, said that we have a Lexus service. Will we be trading a Lexus service for a beat-up Hugo? And so I think that that's what is a problem. The other thing is that we've certainly had experience. I've had it over 30 years experience where contractors will come in and they will promise you something and they will undercut you. And then within 2 years or so, they will raise the prices after you've fired your workforce, after you've got rid of all your vehicles, after you then would have additional startup costs. So I'm hugely skeptical of privatization. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't be willing to look at the evidence.
But there are also fee increases as a possibility or reduction in service combined with fee increases. So what about that dynamic? What do you think of those?
I think what we ought to do is just do what normal does. Charge people for what it costs. Take an enterprise fund and just balance the budget. This is what I've said for 5 years. I don't understand why this is such a complicated issue. It does not have to be a complicated issue. Now, there are partly, I think it's because of our ward system, that different people have different issues depending on what side of the city they represent. In normal, everybody represents the same constituency. And so I think that's one of the reasons why. People on the east side have different issues and views. They're particularly concerned about, leaves and brush. People on the west side in central Bloomington are very concerned about bulk waste and whether there'll be illegal dumping and things of that nature. The other thing that I didn't finish my answer to your first question is one of the factors that helps increase or decrease the cost of privatization if you have lots of competitive options. So if we were in the suburbs of St. Louis, or especially if we were in the suburbs of Chicago, that we would have many, many more competitors who could come in and provide our service if we didn't like what we were doing. The other thing you do
so
is
you're
you lose
arguing
control.
That we're kind of in the middle. We're neither too small nor too big to have multiple contractors serve a large metro area and provide some price control.
The other thing you lose is control. Right now, if somebody calls me and says, hey, you forgot to pick up our trash or you did not plow our street, whatever, on some cul-de-sac, I can call Jim Karsha, Director of Public Works, and we can get somebody out there by the end of the day and make sure that that's taken care of. If you've got somebody out of Springfield or Chicago who is a distant company, what are you going to say? Well, we'll remember this in 2 years when your contract is up.
Well,
so you lose control.
Yes, but proponents could argue that quality drafted contract can address some of those and provide clawbacks or penalties or incentives for great service.
They can. I'd love to see the ideal one. If there was, I think we would have all heard about it and say, hey, this is the boilerplate. This is the fix-all, no matter who you are. Certainly when I go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, almost nobody is really that excited about, for example, privatization. It's certainly not a panacea. It's not going to fix it. And it's going to cost our citizens more money. There's no question about it. They're going to have to pay the cost. We're subsidizing it now. If we just say, we're going to wash our hands of this and we're going to let some private company come in and do it, they're going to provide the service. They may start out at what they're currently charging, and eventually they're going to ratchet up the prices. I mean, we've seen it time and time again.
How much would fees have to increase maybe over time to make Solid Waste Enterprise Fund neutral?
On average, about $27, $28, about what you see in normal. You know, about $27, $28. Right now, it's $25 if you have the big cart. It is $21 if you have the medium-sized cart, and it is $16 if you have the small cart. And so if we would not have to have all carts the same. We would just have to average about $27, maybe $29, $27, $25, something like that, if we had, because we have this goofy, frankly, I think that was a terrible decision to go to a three-cart size. Almost nobody has that. It just makes everything much more complicated, and it costs us the same pretty much to pick up a small cart as it does a large cart. So at the end of the day, this is, we've been fighting about trash since 2 years before I was even mayor, and they're still fighting about trash.
If you decide, or the council decides, to reduce services, the frequency of a bulky waste pickup, for instance, what's the effect of that on the municipality and the character of the town?
Well, that would depend on who you talk to, and nobody has a crystal ball. There certainly is a possibility of more illegal dumping. We could have exceptions for landlords, and we could charge landlords money. That is, right now, we have situations where people, at the end of their lease in certain areas of town, just dump the whole place on the sidewalk, and the city of Bloomington picks it up, and that's part of the deficit that we have. And so I think that there are more surgical ways to do this. I would very, very likely, unless there was some great contract that I've never seen before, I would very likely have to veto any bill or any ordinance that move toward privatization.
Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Charlie.